Okay, let's get to the point. What about the switch knife they found in the old man's chest?
Wait a minute. There's some people who haven't talked yet. Shouldn't we go in order?
They'll get a chance to talk. Just be quiet a second, will you? What about it? The knife this fine upright boy admitted buying the night of the killing. Let's talk about it.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's get it in here and look at it. I'd like to see it again, Mr. Foreman.
We all saw what it looks like. Why do we have to see it again?
The gentleman has a right to see exhibits and evidence.
Say, could you bring us the knife?
Knife?
Thank you. The knife and the way it was bought is pretty strong evidence, don't you think?
I do.
Good. What actually happened is this. The boy stayed home, had another fight with his father, stabbed him to death, and left the house at 12:10. He even remembered to wipe the knife clean of fingerprints. Now, are you trying to tell me that this knife really fell through a hole in the boy's pocket, someone picked it up off the street, went to the boy's house, and stabbed his father with it just to test its sharpness?
No, I'm just saying it's possible the boy lost his knife and that somebody else stabbed his father with a similar knife. It's just possible.
Take a look at this knife. It's a very unusual knife. I've never seen one like it. Neither had the storekeeper who sold it to the boy. Aren't you asking us to accept a pretty incredible coincidence?
I'm just saying a coincidence is possible.
And I say it's not possible.
Where did that come from?
It's the same knife.
Thank you, June.
The defendant is not guilty. But somebody in this courtroom is. Now, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal. I'm no idealist to believe firmly in the integrity of our courts and of our jury system. That's no ideal to me. That is a living, working reality. Now, I am confident that you gentlemen will review without passion the evidence that you have heard, come to a decision, and restore this man to his family. In the name of God, do your duty. In the name of God, believe.
You're aware of the penalties for perjury?
It's a crime.
It is a crime, a serious crime.
I wouldn't do it.
You would not?
No.
In fact, you've just taken an oath that you would not commit perjury. You just sworn to that, isn't that right?
Yes.
Just now?
Yes.
You were sworn before God that you would tell the truth.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you something. 4 years ago, when you were working as a nurse, are you aware that these doctors, Marks and Towler, based their treatment of Deborah Ann Kay on this admitting form, which you signed? Wasn't that an oath? These are your initials, KC. When you signed this form, you took an oath no less important than that which you've taken today. Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Then which is correct? You've sworn today that the patient ate 1 hour before admittance. 4 years ago, you swore that she ate 9 hours before admittance. All right, which is the lie? You know that these men could have settled out of court. They wanted a trial. They wanted to clear their names. And you would come here and on a slip of memory 4 years ago, you'd ruin their lives.
They lied.
They lied? They lied. When did they lie? Do you know what a lie is?
I do, yes.
You swore on this form that the patient ate 9 hours...
That's not what I wrote.
You just told me that you signed it.
I signed it, yes. But I didn't write a 9. I wrote a 1.
You didn't write a 9, you wrote a 1. And how is it that you remember so clearly after 4 years?
Because I kept a copy.
Objection!
Can't be tricky to accept the photocopy when the court already has the original.
I'll rule on that presently. Please, proceed.
What in the world induced you to make a photocopy of an obscure record and hold it for 4 years?
Your Honor, this... Why would you do that?
I thought I might need it.
And why would you think that?
After the operation, when that poor girl, she went into a coma, Dr. Towler called me in. He told me that he'd had 5 difficult deliveries in a row, and he was tired. And he never looked at the admittance form. And he told me to change the form. He told me to change the 1 to a 9. Or else he said he'd fire me. He said I'd never work again. Who were these men? Who were these men? I wanted to be a nurse.
No further questions, Your Honor.
You may step down.